Next item, please.
878, request of Hank McCurdy to address council regarding extending streetcar into John's Landing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've given you a little packet. If you can go to the last page, that'll help our discussion here. So my name's Hank McCurdy. I'm an owner-developer of the Boathouse Apartments on the river in John's Landing. And it's my understanding that there's a discussion in the city about extending the streetcar to Hamilton Court, which is the southern boundary of the south waterfront. So I'm here to urge you to extend it much further. So if you look at the map, I've got two arrows. I think the first one is Hamilton Court. The second one is where our apartment is. And if you look at the Hamilton Court area, you see there's a bottleneck, and it's simply ineffective for the people at in John's Landing. So the population in John's Landing is growing. There's three new apartment developments, 481 units, another 1,000 people in population. There's about 5,000 people living there, lots of businesses. And this is really, I think, kind of a softball. And I bring this to your attention because I know the council is just swamped with lots of complicated issues. This is pretty simple, okay? The right-of-way is already there. It's been there for 100 years. There's a pretty vocal opposition of people living on that right-of-way to this proposal. I don't know how many people there are. A couple of hundred, I would say. They've made their voices heard at City Council. And, you know, the 4,000 to 5,000 other people who this would really benefit, you know, I'm going to try and make those people heard. So we're putting up a website, and we're going to gather signatures and that sort of thing to give you some political support. But, I mean, it's pretty simple. I'm not going to talk about the environmental benefits because you all know that. The biggest expense of light rail, streetcar, is the right-of-way. That's already there. It's been there for 100 years. The people who live along that who are vociferous and complaining, you know, I mean, it's right smack in their face when they buy these condos and so on. So we have to have some balance. I think this is fairly easy. Maybe it would cost $4 million. I know when I say easy, there's a little smile that creeps up on your faces because really nothing's easy. But compared to what you deal with, it's, I think, pretty straightforward. So, you know, this would be cheap, very effective, because it's not going to be impeded by street traffic, which is the biggest complaint, I think, about streetcars. So, thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, any thoughts? I have one.
Yeah.
First of all, I agree with you.
Okay.
Second of all, I've agreed with you for many, many years on this subject, and you're bringing back a little PTSD for me. When I was the Multnomah County Chair, I lived in a condominium that actually the bedroom looked right out onto this right-of-way, and I was still very supportive of it, and I was actually supportive of the extension all the way to Lake Oswego. And I hope you're joking when you say easy, because that was a really hard-fought battle.
Oh.
And at the end of the day,
yeah,
the communities, plural, were extremely well-organized and virtually unanimous in their desire to make sure that there was not an extension. And I remember back in the day, you know, those of us who worked at the regional level, the county folks, my counterparts here at City Hall, we sweetened the pot multiple times, including even offering up a free resident exclusive stop along that right-of-way. And it still went nowhere.
Right.
So I think what will eventually happen is people who commute will get tired of that commute. I know I would already be tired of it. And someday I think the environment will be more receptive of that kind of a solution. It's a really obvious one. From my perspective,
right,
this is as close to a no-brainer,
yeah,
transportation solution as they get.
Right.
No doubt it is to some degree a disruption or a change to the neighborhood. It is, and we have to be honest and acknowledge that. But I like your forward thinking on this, and I want you to know that
yeah.
I've been there for a long time.
Yeah, the Lake Oswego thing is just a tremendous headache. You know, into John's Landing, I don't think. Now, when I say this is easy, I want to add some levity to your day. but I'm thinking in the scope of the tremendous issues that the council faces, this is,
It's a good one, and we're lucky that we do have that right of way.
Yeah. Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's really fortunate. And when the Selwood Bridge was reconstructed, the opportunity was deliberately left open through the engineering solution on the Selwood Bridge.
Yeah.
Because I think most people think it is inevitable. But if there's one thing I've learned in politics, you have to listen to the community.
Oh, yeah.
And the community is still very clear on where they stand on this. You and I are in the minority.
Right. Well, I'm not sure if that's the case in John's Landing, and I'm going to make the effort to show you that.
I really appreciate that.
That the 4,000 people versus the couple hundred people.
Yeah, I mean, what could be better? I mean, walk outside from your home and a few minutes later be in the downtown core. It'd be great.
It's quiet.
Commissioner Fritz.
I'd just like to provide some context from the city's perspective since I was involved in that. There's also the question of what's the most urgent need for streetcar. If I had the ability just to say Foster Road, a circle route along the north-south routes in East Portland, where being near the streetcar could actually stimulate development. And the downside of being on the unused trolley track is that it's not necessarily going to bring the investment in the adjacent properties. That is one of the chief reasons that I've supported streetcar in the past.
Yeah. So my response to that is that volume pricing, tack this on to the Foster Road thing, it's going to be cheaper. Thank you very much.
Good. Hey, thank you for coming in. We sure appreciate it. Thanks for everybody who testified this morning. All right.